Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go! Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,493. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Tent Smith, and Mike Hawk!
Montgomery!
And you are the Men's Room! On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy! Ted's Meat and Potatoes has seven steps for the perfect ice cream experience. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock. All
right, here we go. Man tries to sell his girlfriend's car. And bonus, she is deceased in the back seat. We go to New York, where residents think that pot falling from the sky is pretty neat. Two women find out they have the same boyfriend and go on vacation with each other. Man whose license was suspended 99 times will need to now hitch a ride from his brother. And a man parks in front of an entrance to a man's farm, comes back and finds the van covered in manure. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All the bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the cat.
Yeah.
I know you're gone last week, bro, but seriously, it's the same thing.
I'm anxious.
Just let me get the wheel out. Miles crushed it last week,
bro. I was on fire.
I mean, it was spot on.
Yep.
It was spot on today.
I'll try.
Yeah. But we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who thought that New Delhi was a restaurant and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,493 already. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes as we get ready for summer here. The 7 steps for the perfect ice cream experience.
For the perfect bite.
I didn't know that there were steps.
I thought it was the perfect bite.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna taste the best when you do it this way. You didn't know it was that way. You've been eating terrible ice cream.
I just scoop it, stick it in a bowl, maybe put some nuts on top, and away I go.
What, are you raised by wolves?
Is this about toppings? Is this about preparation? What is the...
You'll have to tune in, Miles.
Okay. I'll be right here. That's me. I'm not going anywhere. Don't touch the dog.
And today is the day of the game we play on the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. And you are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you said, our biggest dummy, Steve, is Tyler.
Jeez.
Took him 14 questions to get one right. Almost broke that last week, believe it or not. And every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. Now, last time we played, we said, what would you not want to know how much money you've spent on in your lifetime?
All right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, I just don't want to know. Your options were how much money you've spent on pets. And if you've had pets, you know that they can be quite expensive. And often, they are quite expensive at the most inconvenient times. It's never, you know, like, when you're in the afternoon sometime, it's always like 2 o'clock in the morning, the throwing up, the pooping all over the house.
Although it's the only time anything's going to go wrong with your pet is right at a point where you would like to be in deep sleep.
It's like when your batteries go dead on your smoke detector. It's never a time when you're not asleep. You know, it's always just the worst. And not only that, but like, you might have been working on paying off your credit card for like a couple years. Mm-hmm. I mean, being diligent on payments, paying ahead, doing all this stuff. Soon as you get that thing paid off, your dog's going to just absolutely have, like, the most expensive surgery imaginable.
It's like paying off your car. It's always something.
I send him my last payment.
Right. And then your review mirror breaks off or something.
And pets are expensive. So pets were on the list. Drugs were on the list. How much you spent on clothes in your lifetime. And alcohol. And here are the results of said poll. Clothes and pets tied for third at 12%. People said they didn't want to know how much they've spent on either one of those. Drugs came in at number 2 at 20%. Overwhelmingly, you guys said, hey, I do not want to know how much money I've spent on alcohol in my lifetime. That one comes in at 56%. Now, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, get to voting on this week's Men's Room poll. We're going to ask you to kind of play caregiver, play doctor, play all these different roles, and you have to determine which one you think would be the easiest for you to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So your first option is that you need to pull one of your own teeth out.
Yep.
All right? Now, this is a healthy tooth. This is not like a wiggly one when you're a kid.
Right,
you rip it out and play with it and everything. You're going to need to extract this tooth on your own. Now, you've heard of people doing this before, and if you've been to the doctors before, the dentist, it's not so much more different than getting your head stapled. You can't believe they're actually using pliers to do this.
But they don't call them pliers. They call them something else.
Right, they do.
But they're pliers.
They're pliers. And when you get your wisdom teeth out, sometimes if the entire tooth does not come out on its own, what do? They stick a chisel on top of your tooth.
No, they don't call it a chisel. but it's a chisel.
And then they take a hammer.
No, no. They don't call it a hammer, but it's a hammer.
And then they bang that chisel, and it's in your mouth, you know what I mean? Like you're working with wood, and they crack that thing into pieces, and then they pull it out. You're always hoping that they can just get the entire tooth at one point in time if you ever had your wisdom teeth taken out. I think mine were 3 of 4 that needed to be chiseled out.
I've had one chiseled out. I remember asking the dentist, because she unfolded like her little tool thing.
Right.
And like you said, I see a hammer, I see a chisel, and I see pliers. And I made the comment, you know, just with all the medical things that we move forward, it's odd that you use these things. And she was quick to point out, well, we don't call these pliers or a hammer or chisel. Right. I said, but that's what they are.
So pulling out your own tooth, that's the first thing that you would need to do to yourself, all right? The next is insert your own catheter. I have never personally had a catheter in my life. I know, Steve, you have. I believe you're the only person in here who's
thankfully.
Who's had a catheter,
really?
Correct? I've never been in a situation where I needed one.
Yeah, I had.
But you've been out for a few days because of your arm or whatever.
Yeah, I was out for at least 24 hours. I don't remember entirely how long. About a day and a half, I guess. But yeah, I woke up and you feel like you're peeing or you feel like you have to pee. So I just remember I throw the covers back to get out of bed to go pee. And then you realize there's a catheter in you. And I can't explain the emotional impact of that.
Couldn't you just use the bathroom in the catheter? I mean, isn't that why
you do? That's why it's there. But you don't know it's there until you see it. And the thing is, it is a lot wider. My whole thing was like, hey, this is very wide, and I know my urethra is not this wide. And they explained it's actually tapered on the end, kind of like a funnel.
Okay, all right, okay. So
that didn't bring me any comfort.
Right.
But
you would have to insert your own. Mm-hmm. You'd have to insert your own catheter. Number three, you would need to stitch your own wound. Now, that's fine and dandy if you go to the doctor. They'll give you a little local anesthesia and make sure everything's a little bit numb down there, but not in this instance. You don't have that kind of stuff. You're out in the middle.
Is it just on my arm?
I don't know. Where'd you end yourself?
All right.
Your arms ripped open. Your legs ripped. Either way, you need stitches.
Right.
And you got to stick them in there. So you got to sew yourself up. I have a hard enough time sewing clothes. Like, I learned how to do it, you know, in home ec in seventh grade. Not so sure that I could sew. Probably do a button these days.
Do they have a sewing merit badge in your Boy Scout world?
Probably do. I did not get that one.
Did you get that one, Mike?
But either way,
Can you sew? Do they have a sewing merit badge? You're the Eagle Scout.
Those are two separate questions, sir. Can I sew and did I get the merit badge? No, I did not get the merit badge. Mm-hmm.
But yes, you can sew.
I've got a little bit of skill in sewing.
Yeah. I mean, if your mom or grandmother ever used a sewing machine, you have a basic idea of how to sew. Spread the spool on the bottom, how to thread.
I can thread a needle.
Okay, well, that's a start.
I'm right there. I can't even do that, man.
Uh-huh.
That takes me forever.
So number three is stitch your own wound.
All right.
Okay. Number four on the list and your final choice is you just got to wipe someone else. They go in and lay it down. I mean, I know there's a lot of care workers out there who have to do this anyway for people. But you know what? For the person...
Do you like that part of your job? I'm saying no, because we're talking about adult. Not your kid. I wipe my kid's ass. Uh-huh. It's not that. But if my dad were like,
"Hey, someone else that you don't even know,
a perfect stranger."
Yeah, you gotta wipe someone else. So that's not the worst thing in the world, but it probably wouldn't be the most pleasant experience. What? Which one are you guys taking out of the four options? Pulling out your own teeth or tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else?
Honestly, I'm going with the catheter. It's not something I'm dying to do, but I know stitching the wound is pain, pulling out the tooth is pain, and I'm just not wiping another adult's ass. I'm not.
Okay. I think I'm going catheter as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about this earlier, and I learned some stuff when my kids were younger about, like, putting in an NG tube, like a feeding tube.
Yeah.
So I know I can do that. I know I know how to do it.
You know how to sew, too.
I also don't know how far you're supposed to put it in is the problem. So I could find my location point with the NG tube with a stethoscope.
Yeah.
So I blew in, I could kind of get an idea. Oh, no, I'm in the lungs. Or, you know, whatever.
But with the catheter, because it is tapered, I just assume that when it, and I don't know, but I assume when it gets to the point that it's full width, I would stop. And I don't know if that's the proper thing, but that is
what
I would
do. Well, you said it was tapered at the top. So I think I can fight my way through that. I really do. Because I've had a lot of crap going on with my junk before.
Sure.
I think I could take the pain a little bit easier. But I think that's the one that I could just close my eyes.
No, do not close your eyes.
Read it real slow and just hope for the best. You know what I mean?
I would definitely keep my eyes open. I feel it's just...
Your eye's going to be open when you insert it. But I'm not looking at it. I'm just going to go real slow and stick it in there. So those are your options. Perform one procedure. Pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else.
I'm torn between tooth and wiping somebody.
What?
I can't stitch. I mean, I can't even sew, so I don't think I could stitch a wound. That seems like the easiest, in theory.
Except the pain level, right?
Right. I'm not putting a catheter in myself.
Really?
The tooth, I thought maybe like it's already a little loose, but...
Even if it's a little loose.
I mean, wiping somebody is completely gross, but I feel like it's harder to do stuff to yourself. Like, I'm hairy. Like, just ripping off a Band-Aid takes me like 30 seconds. Like, all right, on three.
But then when you
are ridiculous with Band-Aids.
Yeah, I can't even believe they stay on. It's like they're floating on a layer of air. I can't even believe you can get down to the point where they actually work. It's almost like you need to shave the general area before you can actually put the strips down.
Yeah,
just kind of hovering there. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, Ronnie, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Ronnie. Are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober, Ronnie?
Not Sober. Just got started.
All right, good for you, man.
You just got started?
Just got started.
Good Lord, man. You sound like you've been drinking all day.
I've been outside all day picking up rocks.
Is there a reason behind that, or are you just a crazy person?
No, we just had a new septic tank put in this winter, and they left me a whole bunch of rocks on the surface.
Okay. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, you asked.
I did. It's my fault, man.
All right, Ronnie. Perform one procedure. Pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else. Where are you going?
Pull my own tooth.
Pulling your own tooth. Do you have all of your teeth anyway, Ronnie?
No.
What happened to your teeth, Ronnie?
You know, the last one I broke off on a pistachio nut.
Sorry, man.
I should have guessed that one. What else?
Well, you know, they just fall out. Yeah, I'm an old fart.
Okay, all right.
At what age did they start falling out?
Oh, well, when I was in the Navy, 18, 19.
Your teeth started
falling out
when you were 18 years old?
Yeah.
Some people lose their hair. Ronnie lost his teeth.
Wow, Ronnie.
Yeah.
God damn.
How many teeth do you have left in your mouth right now?
Half of them.
Okay, all right.
That's about six. Mike guessed two.
Is corn on the cob your enemy? I mean, like, what can you not eat because you only have half your teeth?
Yeah, it's corn on the cob's that's a problem, but I still do it.
I fight through.
How weird does your corn cob look like if you've eaten it? Can I tell that Ronnie obviously bit into this corn cob, or does it still look like a person with all their teeth is eating it?
No, it doesn't look like all of your teeth.
I'm going to run into you like at the Washington State Fair with one of those big ears of Mexican corn. He's like, nah, 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 nah.
What did Miles get his ass beat? I am making fun of Ronnie with that corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ronnie, here is your question. What is the capital of our friends to the south in Oregon?
Beaverton.
Eugene?
Nope.
Salem.
That's a tough one.
I know.
That is a tough one.
I was shocked that I didn't know that.
Which is funny. You're good with state capitals. I'm horrible. I just know Oregon's.
And he's done.
And the most safe.
Well, famous, I mean, like Maryland, Washington.
Isn't the most famous Salem in Massachusetts anyway?
Well, yeah, for witches.
For witches.
Yeah.
I mean,
I should have known that one.
We all should have. I mean, they're right there.
What's in Salem? Is it a lot like Olympia? It's just, I mean, there's no colleges there. It's just basically the state capital and that's it, I guess.
I don't know that I've been there.
West Coast witches. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't either.
Yeah, you're right. The other Salem's the most famous, but I guarantee you there's an English town called Salem.
Oh, guarantee. But if they weren't killing witches or fake witches, would we even know of Salem, Massachusetts?
Well, Salem is a smoke.
Oh, that's right. It is a smoke.
Winston Salem. Because it's Winston-Salem.
Oh, God, right. Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's the most famous Salem.
Ooh, have you ever been there?
But no one says Salem. They say Winston-Salem.
What a hellhole.
Oh,
my God. North Carolina's got a lot of natural beauty to it, but that's not it.
All right, Ronnie, here's question number two for you. You got a 50-50 shot on this. Which is older, sharks or trees?
Sharks.
Wow.
Because at one point, everything was covered in water, and the sharks were there.
Yeah, they say sharks have been around for about 400 million years, trees for only 350.
Mm-hmm. Losers.
Mm-hmm.
Game is a Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Carly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Sober or not sober today, Carly?
I am sober.
Is it Carly with an I or Carly with a Y?
Charlie with an Ewok.
Ewok!
Oh. So exotic, right?
Yeah.
C is the correct answer. Okay, perform one procedure there, Carly. Will it be pulling out your own tooth?
Inserting... Oh, I'm wiping.
What are you doing?
I'm wiping.
Someone. Oh, you're wiping someone else. Cool. I'll get your number when we're done here.
I've worked in healthcare, and honestly, you guys, it's not as bad. And I think you guys saying that you could insert your own catheter is you guys have either been anesthetized when you had it happen, or you just have no idea. Because there's no way you could do it.
I'm going to smack it real hard with a hammer, make it numb first. You know, I'm going to lay it on the table, smack it with a hammer. That way it goes numb, and then I'm going to insert it. I won't feel it.
All right, Carly.
I'll still be in pain from the hammer.
So you have, I'm assuming you've inserted catheters, correct?
Yes.
You know it makes a man's penis fart when they pull it out. It does.
If you're awake or not.
No, when I was awake, when they finally removed it, and there was a little sting when she pulled it out, which I know brought her joy because she hated me. But after that, my penis farted for 24 hours after that. Because all the air buildup. I'm just saying, you might want to let people know that. It's a very, very, very disturbing moment if you're not prepared for that. That was my experience. All right.
Well, that was your experience. Okay, let's go.
That's all. All right there, Carly. Your question. What superhero uses a device called the Cosmic Treadmill? Which also sounds like a sex move that Sting would use. The Cosmic Treadmill.
Oh my god. It's got to be one of the... I don't think I'm going to get that one, you guys.
Just get the superhero.
I don't want to be wrong.
You know, there's no money on the line.
just make a cast.
We're not holding Spider-Man, family members hostage.
Captain America. I'm going to guess the Flash, because that's how he stays in shape.
No, it is the Flash.
It is the Flash.
Is it?
Yeah, who the hell else would it be?
I was thinking the cosmic Silver Surfer.
He's surfing, dude.
I know, but he... Yeah.
In fact, Silver Surfer often, when he lands, like, broski.
Yeah.
Harsh. All right, Carly, your question. The assassination of what country's Archduke led to World War I?
Ferdinand?
Well, with a country.
Yeah. Archduke we need the Ferdinand, country.
But he was the... No.
No?
Hungary?
No.
Austria? France.
Austria, yes. Mm-hmm. By the way, somebody here says, fun fact, the Wicked Witch of the West, Salem, Morgan. See that?
Oh.
Uh-huh. West Coast.
Telling you, look up the real story of how the Archduke Ferdinand got assassinated. It's wild. Some country sends him over there to do it. The guy screws it up. He's getting wasted in a pub, and he's like walking down, and he's like, oh, there he is. Boom, shoots him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was war. Like, it's a wild story.
So they got some ghetto hitman, and there you go.
Yeah.
All right, question number three for you. A woman by the name of Valentina Tereshkova. She was the first woman to go where? Come on, Carly.
I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
Valentina what? Tereshkova?
Valentina Tereshkova. It's a Russian woman.
Mm-hmm. No idea. For the freaking Olympics. I don't know.
I'll say the International Space Station.
Space in general.
Oh, space.
I almost said the moon. But
she didn't go to the moon. She just went to space.
We're just looking for space in general.
But don't worry, Ted guessed wrong as well.
Hey, that woman changed things.
Yeah. I can't say she didn't. I just want to know if she was the first. All right, your question. President Joe Biden met this world leader for 3 hours just yesterday at the G7 summit in Geneva.
Oh, Putin.
There you go. Nice job, Carly. Very good. More Big Dummy on the way. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Steve, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
I may have overreacted, Mike.
How's doing there, campers?
Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room. Hola. Peyton, you sober, not sober?
Good, how are you?
I don't think he's talking to us.
No,
Peyton,
I am.
Are you there, Peyton?
I am. I'm sorry.
Are you sober, not sober?
Well, from the sounds of it, no, but I am.
Okay.
That's you. That's your sober talk, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Peyton. Men's room poll, you got to perform one procedure. Will it be to pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
Well, anything with blood makes me want to pass out, so... And I used to take care of my grandma when she had Alzheimer's, so I'm probably wiping someone down.
Okay.
Man, oh, man. I already told my parents, like, look, when the day comes, I'm taking down the backyard and hosing you off. I
mean, in the farm.
It just has it has to be.
All right, here is your first question. Omaha, Kansas City, and Sioux Falls are all located on which river?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the Mississippi.
Missouri?
The Missouri. Well done, Ted.
Missouri.
The Missouri.
Missouri. Missouri.
Only if you're from Missouri do you call the Missouri.
Going to be that time of year down in Omaha.
What time of that year? What?
College World Series.
Gee, that's right. Every year,
the
you're all about
the
it.
Only time of the year in Omaha.
All right, your question. Which European city is the game Assassin's Creed Unity set in?
Italy?
City.
That would be a country, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'll say, I'll say Paris.
It is Paris.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know that. Of course it is.
Well, Miles is a secret gamer.
Yeah, you know me.
I follow him on Twitch.
Some of us are tired in the morning.
All right, the question. How many pairs of chromosomes are there in each human cell?
Three.
You are in bad shape if you only got three.
Yeah, I am.
23.
That's a lot.
Boy, that's a lot of chromosomes you got there. All right, the question. For the first time ever, an individual has bought the naming rights to a college football game. Name the late-night host that the game will be named after. Is it the Jimmy Fallon Bowl, the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, the Seth Meyers Bowl, or the John Oliver Bowl?
Let's go Jimmy Fallon.
The other Jimmy. It'll be the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. That'll be December 18th at SoFi Stadium.
It's a great stadium. That's a great place to watch.
It is a cool stadium.
Yeah, it really is.
How much coin did he drop to make that happen?
Not as much as you'd think. Really? I mean, not as much as he will get for the publicity of doing that.
Sure.
And, like, being his bowl game.
Because you're right, that stadium, I mean, that's the new...
Is that the Vegas stadium or the LA?
That's the LA stadium.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, question number five, Peyton.
Question number five. Jack Black and Kyle Gass are what band?
Oh, man. I appreciate your guys' time, and thanks for everything you do, Tenacious D.
There you go. Good job, Ben.
Well done.
He suddenly came to life.
Oh, I know that one. I know that one.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Yes, we do. Hello, JD. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
JD, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, JD, welcome to the show. Okay, you got to perform one procedure there, JD. Will it be pulling out your own tooth, inserting your own catheter, stitching your own wound, or wiping someone else?
I'd be stitching myself up.
Okay.
Rambo style.
Can you sew?
I can stitch myself up. I can't. I've like sewn torn apart couches that my dog has done.
All right, well, there you go. That's a little experience.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
Oh, Venus?
Been there four times. I'll say Mars.
Mars. That is correct.
Mars. Hey, I was wondering if I could give a shout out, if that's all right.
Okay. Sure. Sure. You don't have a phone on you or anything?
My 50-year-old father is getting married. He just proposed to his new girlfriend and now fiance. So I just want to shout out to him and say good luck.
You're trying to talk him out of it all.
I mean, I voiced my concern, but, okay. You know.
All right.
All right, here's
there goes question. Your inheritance, JD. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
Unless she goes first. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Who played the role of TV's A.C. Slater?
That sounds like an old TV show, man.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It is, Ted. It is.
Magnum P.I., the original.
Mario Lopez.
Yes, I knew you would. Even with a question, I'm like, Ted's going to know the answer to this.
Yeah, when that guy said that, I was like, oh, what's he like? What are you, like 22, 23?
I'll be turning 25 tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. All right. Happy birthday.
No, I'm not telling you that till tomorrow.
Well, it's not my birthday yet.
That's right.
All right, I take it back.
Yeah.
I hope your birthday sucks.
I'll be working, so probably.
All right, your question. In American politics, what does GOP stand for?
Oh, GOP. Something to do with the parties.
Well, yeah, that's the P part.
Government party, or government
we're just going to go
party, ahead. I don't know.
Not a bad guess.
Is it like what? But it's just God?
Stands for gross old penis. Oh. That's right. No. Right. The grand old party.
Ah.
Grand old party.
The grand old penis, yes.
It's not like WAP.
Yeah. All right. What is depicted on a traditional Jolly Roger flag?
Oh, it's a skull and crossbones.
There you go, JD.
Well done.
Okay. Game is Big Dumb, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Tommy, you are sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Okay.
People hate being sober. I mean, it is amazing to me.
Tommy, what are you going to perform? Pulling out your own tooth? Inserting your own catheter? Stitching your own wound? Or wiping someone else?
Well, I've tried to pull a tooth before. Not my own, but I tried to pull a tooth for my dad when I was a kid. And that was horrible. I wouldn't be able to do that. I've had seven kids. So I'd wipe.
I wipe. Okay. I know how to wipe.
Seven kids. What is going on? Shouldn't you be living in Bend, Oregon?
What's the age range on these kids?
My youngest is 15, and my oldest is 30.
So you have no retirement, do you?
No. Yeah. Well, I'll never retire. So
yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Good God.
You're almost out of the woods, though.
Well, your Father's Day, that should be eventful.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You can get seven crappy coffee mugs instead of just one.
Do you have any kids that are doing real well for themselves? Maybe get you something nice?
Yeah, actually, I do, but I told them not to get me anything.
Okay. All right.
I just want to see all of them.
Tommy, out of all seven kids, how many would you... No, you don't have to split hairs here. How many would you say are honestly decent people? You got seven. You can't be bad in 100. You know what I mean?
They're all awesome.
Uh-huh.
And they're listening.
Yeah.
Do you know how we know? Because you said they're all off. We know you're lying. It's all right. You can tell us off air.
I have two wonderful kids. Then you have seven.
No, they're awesome.
All right.
That would be a cool line. Like, I have two spectacular kids. And hello to the other five.
Right.
All right, your question.
See, that's kind of a tough question, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you might know your kids did bad things, but it's very rare to hear a parent be like, my kid's terrible.
Right, they're a horrible person.
They're a horrible person.
They make
right?
dumb mistakes. They do stupid things. But rarely it's like, oh, no, they're a serial killer.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the inflammation of the gums called?
Inflammation of the gums.
Yes. Some call it Terrell Suggs, but there is another name.
Is that gingivitis?
Oh, Tommy.
There you go, man. Yeah.
Gingivitis. He got that fixed, man. He looks good.
That's right. He did.
He got it fixed. He's Hollywood now.
Dude played in the NFL for 15, 16, 17 seasons and waited until about season 14 to go ahead and take care of it.
Is he still not on the Cardinals? Did he retire?
I don't know.
He might be part of that team. Who knows? Game is up, Big Dummy. 206-421 Rock.
I'm not lying, am I?
You know what he should have, honest to God? He should have his own gum.
Oh, God. Every piece is real big. Hello, Andre. Welcome to the men's room.
He might just try and do a Gap commercials.
Hola.
Hola. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Andre.
Andre, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Andre, perform one procedure. Pull out your own tooth, insert your own catheter, stitch your own wound, or wipe someone else?
I would go and wipe someone else.
You're wiping, huh?
Wipe.
Dude, last thing, I forgot he won a title with the Chiefs.
Was he on the team when they won the Super Bowl? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What do you get when you mix champagne and stout?
You said champagne and stout?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your name is Andre.
Andre. I know champagne, right?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should. No, champagne.
When you mix champagne and stout?
I'll go with malt liquor.
Now it's also my nickname. Black Velvet.
Black Velvet.
Echo.
Okay.
Echo.
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 That's the problem. There's so many things people mix with stout and call it a black velvet.
Oh, really?
It was like, for me, a black velvet cider and stout.
All right, fine.
Echo.
All right, your question. What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more?
Ooh, that could be one of two.
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 Let me go with jambalaya.
Okay. All right, very good.
God, echo. Damn, that echo was annoying.
Okay, I mean, technically, without, I guess okra would be the chief ingredient, gumbo, but that's not too far off.
It's not too far off, but I prefer jambalaya over gumbo, mostly because of the okra.
And isn't gumbo a little soupier?
Yes, definitely. Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. I always think, like, gumbo is when you pull jambalaya off too early. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how you look at it?
Yeah.
That's weird. Because, like, I always say I hate okra, but I do love gumbo.
Hey, someone's corroborating your Terrell Suggs. I'm guessing they're a Chiefs fan that says, hey, Suggs actually got a ring with the Chiefs, mother.
Yeah.
He still got big guns. Hello, Stoner Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jen, our men's room poll, perform one procedure. Will you pull out your own tooth? Will you insert your own catheter? Stitch your own wound or wipe someone else?
I'm wiping butt.
You're wiping butt.
Yeah.
That's why we love you. Jen, come here. No, really, come here.
It's getting itchy.
Come here.
Yeah, dig in there.
I'm too terrified to do any of the other things. So.
Yeah, reach, get in there.
I don't like any of the
four. Put on a glove and, you know.
Oh, no, glove free. It's a glove free zone, mama.
Hey, Miles gets the sledgehammer as junk. We can wear a glove when we're wiping people.
But you have to wear it on the hand you're not wiping with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What stadium was nicknamed the house that Ruth built?
Is that Wrigley Stadium?
Yankee Stadium.
It's Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Wrigley Field.
Yes, yeah.
But you're close.
I realize, you know, Ruth is a much better last name than first name. I've known one Ruth in my life, and I swear this. The chick was only like 23, or probably about the same age, but she already looked like she was 70. And I was convinced it's the name.
I mean, the only Ruth I can think of is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And her home was called the House that Ruth Built.
Yeah.
Because she was a breadwinner.
I mean, you're right. My mom's 77. She has a friend named Ruth.
Yeah, that's all, you know. Yeah. It's like Agnes, Ruth, Gertrude.
Mike, it's definitely not Fenway. He started in Boston, but is hated in Boston now.
even still.
You're right. Like, they still hate him.
Didn't know the full history. Just knew that he was there at some point. You might have helped build Fenway a little bit.
All right, here's a question. Who is the famous giant slayer during King Arthur times?
Dumbledore.
What was that?
I can't think of his name right now.
How long would you like Dumbledore. Us to wait?
I'm just being
silly. Excalibur? That was his sword.
That was his sword.
This is it's hard to pronounce. The giant slayer's name was Jack.
Like Jack and the Beanstalk?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if it's the same dude.
Jack the giant slayer, huh?
Jack the giant slayer. Wow. Yeah. Is that a request or a name? All right, your question. Dog teeth tetras are a family of freshwater fishes native to what continent?
What was the name of them?
Dog teeth tetras.
You say what ocean?
What continent are they named?
Oh, continent. South America?
Got it. Very good.
This is the one thing I know to be true, man. There's not a lot of people that outdo Australia as far as animals that will kill you. But if it lives in the water in South America, it's terrifying. That is just generally how it works, man. Yeah. Piranhas, these goddamn things, you name it.
More Big Dummy on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.